came out when I was 14, rather quickly, and I started cruising when I was 14. It was 14 because back then you could get your driver's permit somewhat early, and so I was in class for it, so I just kind of went without actually being legal. We would drive around, and I was almost 15. It was like 14 going on 15. And it was probably a while of just kind of driving around town and stuff like this that I was turned 15 after that, and I just kind of observed that there are certain places that there are always cars hanging out, certain areas of like Portland parks, and especially the East and West End, more so the West End back then. This is like, 95. And I probably didn't even, I didn't even realize what was really going on. I just noticed that there was a lot of cars there, and it's just kind of odd, but whatever. And, I mean, literally every night I would just be driving around, get out of school at 2 in the afternoon, drive around to 2 in the morning, go to school. I mean, what else is a kid with a car going to do? And then I don't even remember which promenade it was or who the guy was or how it happened. I don't remember at all. But it happened. And then I figured, obviously, after that, what was going on, and that's why there were so many brake flashes. And the same car would go by so many times, and, all the people are all single guys, stuff like that. So once I figured that out, then my libido kicked in. And then I actually purposely started doing, cruising patterns. I developed patterns in my driving habits to where I would, circle the West End first and then drive down Commercial Street all the way up the hill to the other side of town to the Eastern Prom, go down Cutter down to the park near the ocean, come back up, go back down the Eastern Prom, run a little circle down at the end, and, if there wasn't anything that looked good then, back then, there's actually a place in South Portland off of whatever road goes by Unum, I don't even know. But all I remember is it was marked because there was a company there called the Wang Company, W-A-N-G, Wang Company, and that's the road you turn down, and at the end of the road, guys would cruise. It wasn't as busy as other places, but I had a deaf guy there. That's kind of cool. I didn't do anything, but we talked for a while, but anyway. But I remember back when I started, the grounds looked a lot of, really different, too. Like, all the areas that now are totally cut down, you can see over and stuff, used to be forest. And there's, a new trail, a couple new trails down there that were never there. It was all just thick forest. And it was kind of like little deer trails that would go through the brush and then little circles and clearings. And a lot of times, sometimes there's bums there, sleeping or hanging out, drinking beers. Or guys with their dicks out.
When you went cruising, were you usually cruising by yourself, or did you ever go with other people?
It was by myself until I was probably, for 2 to 3 years by myself. And then I had I was 18, so it was almost 3 or 4 years by myself, yeah. And then I met a guy, and we actually would cruise together, go up in a car. We did nothing all day except smoke pot and sit up in our car because we were lazy. but we actually would be up there so often, and we'd see so many of the same guys in the same cars that we actually would invent nicknames for them. And we would, catalog their license plate and description of their cars and, what time of day they were normally there and their cruising patterns, if they were, cute, if they had a good rhythm with their brake lights, if they knew how to cruise at all, or if they were just blatant and oblivious and, totally gonna get busted. I don't remember a lot of cop interference back then. And actually, with two people in the car, it was a little safer because the cops didn't think you were cruising with two people. But sometimes that became intimidating to guys. A lot of guys would be intimidated with two guys cruising. I think it was a scam or something like that. Mm. But we got a fair share of interest, if from all sorts and types. And back then, there was a lot more of the guys, like, that more considered attractive guys than the quote-unquote troll guys that were still around because the internet really hadn't hit. And so there's no Manhunt or Gay.com or... I don't even think there was a Megaphone back then. It was old school, man, old school. But, yeah, so we just kind of hang out up there, smoke pot, listen to the radio, and see what we could catch, if we could catch anything. I mean, and we actually kind of developed friends after a while, guys that we either had hooked up with or hadn't, but had kind of become chummy with. Like, there's a guy we called Monty, because he drove a Monte Carlo, and he was like a hairy Italian Guido daddy from Lewiston. There was another guy. God, what was his nickname? I think we called him Riker because he looked kind of like Commander Riker from Star Trek. He drove a big black Ford truck. He was also from Lewiston. And although not necessarily hot, he was kind of blue-collar, hickish, kind of, you know. And we actually ended up kind of playing, like, going in the woods one day with him and, like, jerking around. He had a really big dick. And we were pretty amazed. So we wrote that down in our little catalog. And after that, he was Big Dick Ken. We actually met another guy. We called him Weirdo because he always just kind of looked at us really weird. And he had a little tick. And so we just called him Weirdo because we never were sure what was up. But he's kind of hot. We ended up becoming friends with him. And he ended up telling us that all the other cruisers who hung out and talked about us... called us the Spice Boys because my car is a little silver Hyundai Elantra with a spoiler on it and the license plate said Spicy. And, not, you know, the Spice Girls had just come out at that time, too. So it was kind of fitting, you know. And we'd be little piss ants if, like, some old troll didn't get the point. We said no a few times and kept coming by and just wouldn't get the point. We'd, like, you know, speed off, you know, and be little punk-ass bitches and all that. But when the Portland Police Department started... cracking down and putting up no cruising ordinances, you can go by three times in 2 hours or something like that, you know, which really is going to work in a city that has no fucking parking anyway. Sorry, Mom, got arrested trying to go to the, you know, symphony. Sucks to be you. I was thinking, actually, you know, to make cruising more beneficial to, like, the people who knew how to do it, that I was going to go to the police department and be like, listen, I can totally do this for you. And all those just... damn asshole douchebags that wouldn't take no and would just keep on coming by and would fuck shit up and get the police all down in the business and stuff like that for being stupid. I'd just get them arrested. And then it'd just be good for the rest of us. But the internet hit, so that never happened.
Yeah.
Cruising used to be in Deering Oaks, from what I hear from my cruising elders. That was before my time. It had just died out. And from what I hear, it's because, you know... 12 and 13-year-old boys would be, you know, wanting their BM bikes, and they'd be BMX biking down there. And they figured out that old guys would pay to suck them off or get sucked or da-da-da, and they could buy new bikes and new gear and stuff. So they'd be down there all the time. So from what I hear, that's why the cops shut it down there. So it moved to the West End, and it was there for a while, and then the police started getting up in there, so then it moved to the East End. And, frankly, I think the East End was the better side anyway. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember too much. For me, I don't remember too much cop trouble. The only time the cops ever gave me trouble is when I was actually walking with a friend who was drunk and really sick and throwing up, and it was after dark, and we were at the top of the park. Not even in the park. And the cops were like, move along, it's closed, no, no, no. I'm like, Jesus Christ, go PPD.
Did you ever feel scared or worried when you were cruising?
Yeah, at first. Like I said, I don't really remember. I cruise so much, like, all the time, sometimes multiple times a day for a long time, that it's just a highlight memory reel. Like, it's only certain ones stand out. So I don't even remember who the first one was or anything like that. But I do remember an intimidation and just, you know, I remember sweaty palms and just kind of sitting stiff. And, I mean, I really learned how to cruise by watching what other people were doing. I learned about brake lights and you know, you'd sit in one spot and then you'd just pull up a little bit if you saw somebody and see if they followed, and you'd wait. And I typically would not just walk out into the bushes if somebody walked by the car or anything like that. Like, I kind of like to, quote unquote, meet people in the car in the parking lot. If they pull up next to you, you can look over, roll down your window, talk and stuff like that. I much prefer to do that and then be like, yeah, let's go somewhere and fuck around instead of go out and, you know, have whatever happen to you at night, especially down there. I had a bad experience actually up at the school one night, because there's a school right up there with a guy who just was overly aggressive and whatever. It just didn't end well. So doing the outside thing really wasn't my deal, unless, when my boyfriend and I were cruising, we would do that together because it's different. There's like two of us. But really, after a while, it kind of wears off and you kind of feel like a professional if you do it enough. Like, I got this. I actually got told one time that I had really good rhythm tapping my brakes. And I said, well, I should. I'm, you know, in the drum line in high school. So now when high school would come up, or like guys would, I'd actually get in the car with a guy, or we'd get to their house and they'd kind of really take a good look at me and realize that there's no way in hell I'm 18. And I'm, so they'd be like, how old are you, 16, 17? I'm like, 15. They're like, oh, God. A lot of them would have a moment where they're like, should I do this or not? And then some of them didn't. And you know, I hear all the time that a lot, there's all this power in relationships involvement. And for me, it wasn't about that. Maybe I was too naive and I didn't understand what was really going on. It may have been about that for them. I just didn't really care. I just was like, penis. Like, I'm a horny teenager, and hell yeah. I definitely had a few regrettable moments where I was like, oh, I shouldn't have come over. Like, I'd say I have beer goggles on, but, you know, I wasn't even drinking at that point. It's just a bad judgment call. And then other times that it was just really awesome. Like, I don't know what his fantasy was. I hadn't even started to fantasize yet. It was just hot older guy, naked, and didn't have to have names or history or any of that bullshit like online nowadays. Like, I won't even go online now to cruise because what are you into? Where are you from? Back and forth. Blah, 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 blah. Everywhere you gotta go, you gotta post a profile. Nobody reads them anyway. Fuck that. Cruising was, you pull up, flash some brake lights, you nod, you go off, you do it, you're done. Maybe you'll see each other again, maybe not. That was fun. I remember that, it was just with my boyfriend, there was a really hot kind of gym bunny, muscly dude around town. And I wasn't old enough to get into the bars. But we would see him cruising sometimes, and he was definitely one of the ones in our catalog that we had starred that we were out to, like, get, like, predators. Like, we typically would just sit in the spot and just kind of watch and observe, but if we found someone we like, we would aggressively pursue. And he was one of them, and we ended up just pulling over the side of the road, and we walked off into what is now clear-cut grass, which was actually trees. I mean, it's probably, like, 300 feet between the road and the fence for the plant behind it. But you couldn't see any of the trees back then. And they're just little trails. And we just went back and we all, like, had a circle jerk and did some sucking. And he was probably, like, the most stereotypical hot gay guy, muscle daddy that was around at that point. And made us feel pretty good. The first time I ever did it was, I think, no, it wasn't the first time. It was first time I ever went to a guy's house, followed him all the way to Wyndham. And he was, like, I guess a bear, beefy, kind of stocky. I was kind of scared at this point because we were so far from home, I was by myself. But he was a really nice guy, and I had a lot of fun. He was very into, like, being horny, but at the same time, kind of, he realized that I didn't know a lot at all. And so he was very cool at, like, stepping back and, like, letting me explore and, like, experience the new part of being with a man and stuff. And he gave me his first the first cock ring I ever had came from him. It was his. And, I mean, he was so impressed when I shot my load with that thing on. And back then, I shot a huge load, no matter what. 30 hit, not so big anymore. But even with cock ring, I was amazed. I'm like, holy shit. So I got a cock ring out of it. And that was a cool experience. Like, I left leaving feeling affirmed. And so there's definitely a difference in being young and cruising in Portland. And there's two types of older guys. They're the guys that were like, oh, it's a boy. I have a popsicle. And then there are the guys who are like, yep, like, I'm totally into this, but I'm not going to be a disgusting, creepy perv about it. And honored my youth at the same time. So, you know, and in Portland, a lot of the guys were married dads, had families. You know, they'd be like, you know, if you ever see me out, you can't say anything. And I'm like, I have no interest in you as soon as we're done. Like, at all. Unless I see you again, we had a good time. Like, you know, just wasn't important.
Was cruising for you mostly in cars then? It seems like most of the stories you've told have been about, like, cruising in cars.
In Portland it was. Like, I definitely, in California, had outside time walking around. But in Portland it was mostly in cars. I mean, we also had winter, you know. But, I mean, back then on Thanksgiving Day, right after ice and snowstorm, I could go out and cruise the circle and pick somebody up.
Yeah.
Holidays were typically actually kind of good anyway. Sunday mornings... Early Sunday morning, I'm talking like 7, 8 in the morning. This is outside, and this is actually a little more recent. This is like 2005, probably. I worked way out in Northgate, which is like 6 miles away, like, from where I live here. And so I passed the East End every time I'd have to walk home Sunday mornings because I work third shift, so I'd walk home in the morning because there's no bus service. So I'd, you know, walk home with my tunes and stuff, and I would go up to the circle and sit, because it's a great view up there anyway. Portland has a very beautiful cruising area. If you hear that out there, come on by. And so, you know, I'd hang out, sometimes I have a joint and sit there and, you know, just kind of look at the bay and stuff. And I noticed that it was very busy Sunday mornings. And I actually had some really hot times up there, and I was, you know, on foot, or I had my bike. And so we just kind of have to duck into the bushes. But there's one guy that stood out in particular. He drove a big truck, and I'm always interested in guys in trucks. And he got out of work from the hospital, and he was this tall, skinny guy. And typically, in my experience, tall, skinny guys, you know, are really hung and kind of horny. And we ended up driving, like, across town to find a place to, you know, fool around. And I'd say 75, 80% of the time if I cruised, there's no anal sex. There's other stuff. He fucked the crap out of me. Like, he fucked me so hard, and he was violent about it. Like, he was rough and tough, and, you know, he asked once, is this okay? And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Go for it. And, I mean, we were in the back of the truck, and, you know, my back hurts because it's against this, like, you know, hard, whatever the stuff they put in the inside of the back of trucks. I don't know. But it was great. And, you know, he came back, he dropped me off back up at the circle, and I walked the rest of the way home with disheveled hair and a glow, and we actually hooked up maybe 2 or 3 times after that, and it was cool. That's pretty good.
And that was in 2005?
That was in 2005, yeah, so it's 25. Then. But, and even since then it's died down. Like, the amount of, like, coverage of, like, plants, like trees and stuff, has even gone down from last year. Like, I'm amazed. Like, they're really... They've done so much up there that I've noticed actually parts of the hill have eroded this spring that they haven't years prior. And it's because they've taken out so many trees and so many root systems. And now it's just a steep hill of grass. And, you know, I was never, like, obscene about it. I understood that there were, especially on weekends, there are families around in the park. And so I'm not just walking around with my dick hanging out. I'm not being obvious. I'm not being threatening to kids or families, you know. But other guys would just be kind of obscene about it. And if they had just... I don't think the police would have had such a problem with it if some cruisers had a little more respect for what was going on, a little more couth, I guess, you know? When I was on the scene from 95 to 98, back then in Maine, there weren't a lot of out gay youth. There weren't a lot of gay youth, like, to be known. And I was out there. I was very well known cruising and in the paper because of harassment at school and stuff. So, I mean... I was, like, the youngest cruiser and youngest, like, gay youth at the support group for, like, 4 years. And it was crazy. And I remember the day when I cruised somebody younger than me, and I was not happy. Well, he was a little pissy anyway. He was 19, and he drove this little, we call him Golden Boy, because he drove a gold Audi. He had this little gold Audi, thank you. And so it was Golden Boy. And oh, this we did. We started calling him Audi Boy after that, because it was an Audi. We ended up picking him up, and he's this little twink, you know. But he's kind of hot, but he opens his mouth, and we take him home, and he ends up just kind of maneuvering me off the bed and mounting my boyfriend. And I'm just like, mm-mm. And I literally picked his clothes up and from six-story windows just threw them out onto the street and was like, he's like, what are you doing naked? I'm like, well, you should have thought of that before you mounted my boyfriend, asshole. I mean, he pushed me off the bed, basically. Like, move. So, you know, there's a guy that we met up there. He became kind of a friend, and me and him would hook up sometimes. We just see each other cruising. We just go with stuff. And we went all the way to South Portland behind some warehouse at the dead-end street one night, cause just to find a place where nobody would be around or anything. And we're there in the dark going for it. And next thing you know, the warehouse door just slides open, and there's like five or six guys getting ready to haul some stuff out of the warehouse into a truck. And we're buck-ass naked right next to them. Like, ducked underneath the console of his Buick. I look up, and there's my footprints on top of the like, velvet kind of roof in the car. So I was so mortified. I'm like, just go! So I'm pressing on the gas, and he's ducked down, like, turning on the car, and we're backing out, and, like, with our heads down and everything, because we're buck naked.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.